Sheni, Hishomer Lecho, watch yourself, Pentishkach es Hashem Lekecho, lest you forget Hashem your God, Levilti Shemar, by not observing mitzvoisav umishpotav v'chukosav, his mitzvois, his mishpotim, and his chukim, asher onoichim mitzavecho hayoim, that I am commanding you today. Pentoichal v'sovoto, lest you eat and be satisfied. Uvotim toivim tivne v'yoshofto, and good houses you will build, and you will live in them. Uvekarcho v'tzoncha yirbiyun, and your cattle and your sheep will increase. V'kesev ezov yirbeloch, and silver and gold will increase by you. V'choil asher l'cho yirbe, and everything you have will increase. And because of this great prosperity, v'rom libavecho, your heart will become haughty, v'shochachto es Hashem alekecho, and you will forget Hashem your God, hamotziyacho, who took you out, may eretz Mitzrayim, from the land of Mitzrayim, mibeis avodim, from the house of slaves. You will forget Hashem, hamoylichecho, who led you through Bamidbar hagodol v'hanoira, through this great and awesome midbar, where over there were nachosh, snakes, saraf, fiery serpents, va'akrov, and scorpions. V'tzimoyin asher ein moyim, over there was thirst because there was no water in the midbar. Hamotzi l'cha mayim, you will forget Hashem who brought forth for you water, mitzur hachalomish, from the hard rock. Like the Pasuk says in Parshas Bishalach, Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk Vov, that Hashem brought forth water from the rock. You will forget Hashem, hamalchilcha man ba-midbar, who fed you man in the midbar, asher layodun avisecha, which your fathers did not know, leman anoisecha uleman nasisecha, in order to pain you, and in order to test you. As we said earlier, Hashem pained and tested Klal Yisrael through the man, since they did not have in the midbar storage houses full of food, but rather every day they had to rely that the man would fall on that day. And that pained them, since they did not have pas besaloi. And Hashem tested them through this to see what kind of bitachon they would have. Lehitivcha v'achrisecha, in order to do good for you at your end. V'omarta, and you may say bilvavecha, in your heart, koichi, my strength, va'oitzim yodi, and the might of my hand, osali esachay lazeh, caused me to amass this great wealth. You should not say that, but rather v'zochartu es Hashem alekecha, you should remember Hashem your God, ki hu anoisin l'cho koich lases choyel, he is the one who gives you strength to amass this wealth. And it is not because of your great schusim that you have this wealth, but rather because of the schus avos, leman hokim es brisai, in order that Hashem should fulfill his bris, his covenant, asher nishba l'avisecho, that he swore to your fathers. Kayom hazeh, like you see on this day, it is not because of your own righteousness, but rather because of Hashem's promise to the avos. I would like to mention at this point a nice drush from the Shlo. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'kesev ezov yirbeloch v'choy lasher l'cho yirbeh, and your gold and silver will increase, and everything you have will increase. The Shlo says, it is very common for people to flatter and butter up the wealthy, by glorifying them and saying, you are so smart, you are so good looking, and your midos cannot be matched. In order to find favor in their eyes, people praise them with positive attributes which they do not possess. The Shlo says, this is the meaning of the Pasuk. The kesev is of yirbeloch, one who has a lot of money. Suddenly, v'choil asher l'cho yirbeh, people attribute to this person all the milos. Suddenly, you are not only wealthy, but you are also a great guy and a genius. Yalkut Gershuni takes this a step further. The Mishnah in Avos says, Ezehu Oshir, who is somebody who is wealthy? Hasoimeach bechelkoi, somebody who is happy with his lot. Yalkut Gershuni asks, why can't the Mishnah say one who is wealthy is one who has lots of money? He answers, because one who has lots of money is looked upon by people as one who is smart, fine, handsome, and wealthy. The Mishnah wants to know who is just wealthy. To that, the answer is one who is happy with his lot. And the Pasuk continues, V'hoya im shochayach tishkach es Hashem alekecho. And it will be if you will forget Hashem your God, v'holachto acharei elohim acherim, and you will go after other gods, v'avadatam, and you will worship them, v'shtachavis elohim, and you will bow down to them. Haidoisi bochem hayoim, I am testifying against you today, ki ovoi toiveidun, you surely will be destroyed. Kagoyim asher Hashem mave bipnechem, just like the nations that Hashem is destroying before you, kein toiveidun, so will you be destroyed, ekev loisishmaun, because you did not listen, bikoil Hashem elokechem, in the voice of Hashem your God. Shema Yisrael, listen Klal Yisrael, ata oiver hayoim es hayarden, you are passing over today the Yarden, as Ibn Ezra explains, Hayoim today should not be taken literally because it was not on that day that they passed over the Yarden, but rather Hayoim means Bizman Hazeh, at this time. Very shortly, you will go over the Yarden, Lavoi to come, Loreshes Goyim Gedoilim Va'atsumim Imeka, to drive out nations that are greater and stronger than you. You are strong, however, they are stronger than you. Arim Gedoilos Uvitsures Bashamoyim, they have cities that are great and fortified up to the heavens. Am Godoil, a great nation, Varom and tall, Bnei Anokim, the children of the giants. Asher Ato Yodata, that you knew, Va'ato Shamata, and you heard, Mi Yisyatzev Lefnei Bnei Anok, who can stand up before these great giants? What does it mean in the Pasuk when it says, Ato Yodata, you knew, Va'ato Shamata, and you heard? Arachayim explains that the Pasuk is referring to two different groups of people. Ato Yodata is referring to Yehoshua and Kalev, who they themselves saw the giants. Ato Yodata, you yourselves know how great these giants are. The Ato Shamato, and you heard, is referring to the rest of Klal Yisrael, who heard about the giants from other people. The Yodata Hayoim, and you shall know today, Ki Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem your God, Hu Ha'over Lefanecha, He is the one that goes before you. Eish Eichla, He is a consuming fire. Hu Yashmideim, He will destroy them, He will destroy the nations. V'hu Yachniim, and He will humble them, Lefanecha, before you. V'hayrashtom, and He will drive them out. V'ha'avadtom maher, and He will destroy them quickly. Ka'asher diber Hashem loch, like Hashem has spoken to you. Zokt Rashi, Pasuk Aleph. You will destroy nations that are gedolim va'atsumim imeka, greater and stronger than you. Ata otzum, you are strong, however, v'heim atsumim imeka, they are stronger than you.